wheelchair basketball. You get in a wheelchair and you're matched up against other guys in wheelchairs, and we work our backsides off. It's up and down the floor, and it's hugely challenging and rewarding.
It's the only club of its kind in Northern Ireland. The Antrim Knights Wheelchair Basketball Club was set up a quarter of a century ago. Nowadays, they train kids as young as five, right up to men and women in their 40s. Matthew Rolston from Rathfryland has been playing for more than 20 years.
I had an accident when I was 7 years old, and it left me a double amputee. And so I had no real... There's very little opportunities when you're an amputee. Back then, obviously, in 87, there definitely was very, very little. So I'm an amputee. There's lots of guys, paraplegics here, three accidents. I guess you have a common thing in that, you know. It's nice, if you've come through an accident, it's traumatic. And when you come here, like, there's other people here that's been through a similar massive life-changing situation as that. Like, when I started, I was the only one there and I couldn't reach the net for a year. And now we have like an under-15s team, an under-19s team and a seniors team, plus a team in the Irish League and women playing in the Women's League in across in England.
The Knights senior team has just been promoted to the Premier Division in Britain, but their younger teams have also been enjoying success. Nathan McCabe started his wheelchair basketball career at the age of 7.
We've came second place in the regionals twice. We came first place in the championships, and we're doing so far so good.
And how do you find the training?
Part's tough, part's not so tough. None of it's easy, but it's been good. Just playing with my friends, playing basketball, getting to go to England, cups and championships, and being part of a team.
All four teams are coached by Jason Kennedy. He's been working with the Knights for 15 years.
It's known as the most inclusive sport in the world because you have, first of all, people with disabilities and people who are non-disabled playing the same team. You also have men and women playing in the same team, but you also have a wide range of disabilities, amputees, people born with different sort of birth defects, spina bifida, cerebral palsy, things like that there. People who have acquired injuries and illnesses later in life, possibly a spinal injury following a car crash or motorbike accident or something like that, and they all get to play together on the same team, which is actually contrary to most disability sports, which are very specific. It's really competitive as well. As you can see, I mean, the kids are playing there at the minute and they're going up and down the court really hard, crashing and banging. It's a really high intensity sport. It allows you to get really active and really fit. And as I say, the social side of things as well. You know, you get to see people with similar disabilities and also different disabilities, you know, and get a wee bit of information, possibly how to deal with certain aspects of life.
I know the pressure's on being in the top division this season. What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, simply I'm hoping to win the league. You know, it'll take a lot of preparation and hard work, but I think we definitely have the players that are capable of doing that there. And with proper support and preparation, I think we will do well in the league this year and we should win it.
Disabled or not, the team members certainly don't take it easy on each other, so I can imagine what they're like against their competitors. But they're still always on the lookout for new players.
So the call's not just to amputees and people that's in a wheelchair full time, it's also to somebody who's had a sporting background and can't play that sport anymore. It's only an adaption now. It's like golf, you use your golf club to hit a ball, this you use your wheelchair to play basketball.